And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Ah, Connie, ready for the after-school rush?
Yep. Ice cream stock to make the shakes, glasses clean to serve the shakes, and 9 rolls of paper towels on hand to clean up the shakes.
Well done. Ah, what are you looking at?
Oh, you have to see these, Whit. The photographer emailed the link to Penny and Wooten's wedding photos. They're so good!
Oh, well, they turned out really well. You know, I can't believe it's already been 3 weeks since they got married.
I love this one where Wooten has a whole pork rib in his mouth.
And there's Penny trying out the trapeze. You know, things aren't the same around here without them.
It's going to be kind of strange when they get back from their honeymoon, too. To think, they'll be married. I mean, how weird is that?
Now, they'll still be the Penny and Wooten you've always known.
Right, just always together.
Oh, hi, guys, have you seen Penny?
Wooten, we were just talking about you. Welcome back.
How was the honeymoon?
Oh, fine, I don't know. But is Penny here? Did she call you?
No, are you playing hide and seek again?
I don't know.
You don't know? When did you get back?
Just now. I mean, I did. I mean, about 20 minutes ago, but she's not home.
No. Take a breath, Wooten. Are you saying that Penny is actually missing?
Yes!
What? Well, where did you last see her?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure. At the airport, maybe? But then I don't know where she went. I don't remember.
How can you not remember?
Because Penny's not the only thing missing. I also lost my memory!
We're going to help, Wooten. Just tell us what happened.
Oh, I wish I could, Whit, but I don't remember.
Well, tell us the last thing you do remember.
Okay. I was walking to the door and asking if Penny was here. Mm-hmm. Then Whit asked you about the honeymoon, and you were saying something about the...
Tell us the last time you remember seeing Penny.
Oh, okay. That was on our wedding day.
Huh?
But that was weeks ago.
It was? Really?
We need to get to the hospital.
Oh, you think she might be there?
No, but you should be. Memory loss is a serious thing, Wooten. You could have experienced a head trauma.
But I have to find Penny, Whit. Okay. I woke up this morning at the airport.
What airport?
Buffalo.
New York? Why were you there?
I have no idea. Anyway, I looked all over the airport for Penny. I had her paged. I called her phone. I checked those coin-operated massage chairs.
That's where she would have been.
Well, you never know.
You called her? She didn't answer?
No. I went to voicemail.
You left her a message, though, right?
Well, of course I did, but I had to call from an airport phone since I must have lost mine or given it away or... something else I can't remember. So I told her to call you instead, Connie.
She hasn't yet. That's so strange.
Oh, guys, I lost my brand new wife and my lifelong mind. That is a bad day.
We're taking you to the hospital now.
But Penny!
We'll find Penny after we get you to the hospital.
Pupils dilate normal. Your blood pressure is fine, grip is good, and you say you don't have a headache or dizziness.
No, I feel fine, Dr. Graham. I mean, panicked, but fine.
Were you taking any medications, sleeping aids, anything like that?
No, I never take that stuff.
You don't appear to have a concussion.
I've heard of people with brain tumors losing their memory. Do you think it's that? Seems like his head's kind of bulgy.
Yeah, but I've always had a bulgy head.
Well, we'll know more when the blood work comes back, and I'll order an EKG as well.
But I need to find Penny.
You need to stay here in the hospital until we get this figured out.
But Dr. Graham...
I'm serious, Wooten. This is nothing to fool around with. I'm going to walk down to the lab and see if they can put a rush on your blood work.
I'll come with you. Now, be right back.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on our patient.
And I'll wait right here.
I'm concerned about Penny.
I know. If it helps, it doesn't appear as though Wooten was a victim of violence. So hopefully, Penny hasn't been harmed either. More than likely, she's looking for him like he's looking for her.
Well, I hope so. It just seems odd that she hasn't contacted any of us. Is there any way to push him to remember?
No, pressuring him won't help anything. You should encourage him to relax. And hopefully the memories will resurface. They often do, although usually it's in bits and pieces at first.
All right.
If you know of anything he did during that time, it could bring back other memories. Sometimes all it takes is one memory to bring them all back.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the only person who can remind him of anything that happened is Penny.
You have no new messages.
Oh, she still hasn't called. Come on, Penny.
Well, at least you set up a voicemail you can check remotely.
And you have a phone by your bed, so you can try Penny's phone and call your voice messages every 10 minutes.
She'll call eventually.
Wooten, do you remember planning the honeymoon? I mean, buying the tickets?
Oh, that's all fuzzy, Whit. I only remember pieces of the week before the wedding. But I do remember having this great idea on where we could go for our honeymoon.
And where was it?
I don't know. I just remember thinking that is so perfect. Penny's gonna love it.
That's not helpful.
Yeah, I don't even know if she did love it.
Well, she seemed to be having a good time, according to the postcard.
The postcards. We all got postcards.
Of course. Those could help trigger your memory.
Oh, well, where were the postcards from? What did they say?
Well, Penny wrote mine from the airplane. She didn't know yet where you were going. And she chose pretzels over peanuts.
That's my Penny.
She felt bad about reclaiming her seat, and the lady next to her knit her a hat.
A hat? Wait a minute. I think I might remember that.
Oh, good.
Take your time, Wooten.
Okay. Her name was Frances. No. Francine. Penny was in the middle seat.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, it's kind of hazy, but...
So I choose a middle seat because Wooten likes the window. He likes looking outside, and I like looking at him looking outside, so it's perfect.
Uh-huh, we're made for each other, so it works out really well that we got married.
Uh-huh.
I can see that. Would you hand me the drink menu, please?
Oh, sure, I already know. I'm going to get an orange juice with a splash of cola.
And I'm getting cola with a splash of orange juice.
So much in common.
Just darling, you'll have a lovely honeymoon, I'm sure.
And I still don't know where we're going. Wooten blindfolded me in the airport and made me wear headphones so I wouldn't find out.
Yeah, she won't know until we land.
Isn't that exciting?
And Paris is a lovely place for a honeymoon.
Paris! Is that where we're going, Wooten? I've always wanted to go to Paris.
Surprise!
I try to go to Paris at least twice a year. The museums there are lovely, and the food is rich, but still quite enjoyable.
Oh, hey, look at the movie that's on, Penny, A Day at Discovery.
Oh, we've been wanting to see that. Do you like movies, Francine?
Oh, dear, no. Movies rot the brain.
Oh.
I prefer a good book, crossword puzzles, and my knitting, of course.
Ooh, I love that color of yarn. Yellow is my favorite, probably because my room when I was a baby was yellow. My friend Connie, who takes a psychology class, says there's a subconscious connection. Isn't that fascinating?
Very. Tell you what, I'll knit you a yellow hat as a honeymoon gift.
Oh, I've never gotten a honeymoon gift before. Wedding gifts, bridal shower gifts, birthday gifts, even a Groundhog Day gift once.
Of course, I need to concentrate in order to knit well, so I would need complete silence.
Of course. That makes perfect sense. I'll just talk to Wooten about the movie.
Yeah, but we'll check in on you every couple minutes to see what's happening with the hat.
Yeah.
And then we tried to guess the ending. That's all I remember. I'm sorry, Whit. I can't think of anything else.
No. That's good, Wooten. Everything helps. If nothing else, it proves your memory is coming back.
And it will all come back eventually. Maybe. I really don't know, but it sounds like the right thing to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, what happened on the airplane lines up with the postcard you sent me from Paris.
And what did it say, Whit?
Well, from what I recall, you wrote that you were enjoying Paris, that you became friends with a bellhop at the hotel.
Oh, bellhops are the greatest.
Yeah, and you said that on his day off, he took you to the Eiffel Tower to give you the locals' tour.
Wow, that was nice of him. And it does sound kind of familiar.
You said his name was Ernest.
Are you ready to go, Monsieur Bassett?
Uh-huh.
We must get to the top of the Eiffel Tower precisely at 6:32 to observe the sunset.
Okay.
Oh, but dress warmly. Hats, mittens. It gets, as we say, froid en eau.
Huh?
That means chilly at the top, Wooten.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks for taking us, Ernest. This will be so much fun. Très amusant.
Oh, for me too, Penny. And then we will get crepes from a street vendor afterwards. Fantastic.
Yum.
Yes, that will be deliciosity. I shall have mine filled with strawberryosos and whippet de cremo.
Chris, ecrem chantilly.
A gesundheit.
Wooten's still working on his French.
Of course. What else will you be doing here during your visit?
Well, let's see. Tomorrow we're going to go check out some paintings from Penny's favorite artists, Monet and Matisse.
Marvuloso.
Oh, is he an impressionist too? It just goes blank. Oh, I don't even remember visiting the Eiffel Tower or hearing anything from those impressionists.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Wooten. Dr. Graham said that memories could return sporadically. You already remembered two events.
Yeah, getting clues from the postcard seems to help.
Let me give Jason a call. He mentioned that he got one, too. I'll be out in the hall.
Oh, Connie, why of all things did I have to lose memories of my honeymoon? Why couldn't it have just been seventh grade instead?
Look, while Wit's doing that, check your voicemail again. It can't hurt.
Oh, it's a good idea.
You have one new message.
I have one new message.
Oh!
Hi, Wooten!
Ah, it's Penny! She's alive!
I've checked into the hotel, but my phone got run over by a taxi. Long story, so I'm calling from the front desk. I'm so disappointed they had to rebook us on separate flights, but I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Oh, I did see that museum you talked about, though.
Yeah?
Yes?
Oh, I don't remember. But you know, it's the one that looks like it's wearing a red hat. And everyone here is really nice, and it's such a pretty town. I mean, when you first said we were going to... Oh, Wooten, you won't believe this. All of the contents of our mini fridge are included in our rate. And they have pineapple juice.
Oh.
Anyway, I'll see you at the airport tomorrow. Love you, my flying squirrel. Oh, and they put us in room 442. You know where to reach me. Bye.
No, Penny, I don't. Oh, Connie, she could be anywhere.
All right, look, you started in Paris.
Yeah.
You ended up in the Buffalo Airport.
Uh-huh.
And next on your itinerary was a town that has a museum that looks like it's wearing a red hat.
Uh-huh.
That's something. Well, your password isn't Penny and Wooten or Wooten and Penny. Maybe Penny and Wooten forever, one word?
No.
Or should I try your favorite brand of licorice?
Oh, thanks for trying this, Connie, but I don't think we're ever going to guess my password. My mind is too complex.
Maybe a brand of licorice plus your favorite comic book villain.
I don't know, but if not, I'm going to use that for my next password.
All right, I have lunch for everyone.
Oh,
well, I thought Jason would be here by now.
Not yet. We're trying to access Wooten's email to see if they put together an itinerary for their trip.
Well, it's a good idea. Did you find anything?
No, I must have changed my password before we left, and now I don't remember it.
Did you write it down?
Well, of course. What I always do. I just don't remember where.
Well, what do you usually use for a password, Wooten?
Well, the last one I remember was the birth dates of all my family members, followed by Penny's middle name spelled backward and alternated with the capital of Sweden.
This could take a while.
Yeah, like I said, my mind is complex.
Hey, Dad. Oh, Jason. Thanks for coming.
Of course. Welcome back, Wooten. Sorry it's not under better circumstances.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
Well, I brought the postcard like you asked. Sounds like you guys had a great time in London.
London? I thought you went to Paris.
So did I.
London isn't that far from Paris. They must have gone to both.
And Buffalo, New York? How many places did you go?
Oh, I wish I knew.
What's the postcard say, Jason?
Dear Jason, having a great time in London. Wooten got to sing with the Pool Boys, his favorite band. Did you?
I got to sing with the Pool Boys?
Oh, what a great honeymoon.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to tell Penny all about it. Oh, I mean, I can't wait for Penny to tell me all about it.
Well, do you remember the concert, Wooten?
No.
Well, here, maybe if you watch the video online. Hand me that laptop, Connie.
What?
Here, when I read the postcard, I wondered if somebody might have posted a video of you on stage with the Pool Boys.
Of course. There would have been a lot of people at the concert.
Uh-huh. So I looked it up online, and there it was.
Really?
Yeah, here. Strange audience member sings with Pool Boys in London.
That's you.
624 lives.
Uh-huh. Watch this.
We're so grateful to be here in London, yeah! And for you, our fantastic fans! So we wanted to invite one of you to come up on stage and perform our next song, I'm in the Deep End Over You! And there's a guy in the front row here, all decked out in scuba gear, which means he must be a pretty big fan. Come on up here!
No! I can't believe it! Oh, okay! Excuse me. This is unbelievable! Wow, I can't believe this is happening!
Fantastic wetsuit, mate!
Oh, thanks, Lachlan.
So where are you from?
Oh, Odyssey, in the United States, and I'm here on my honeymoon. Penny, take my picture with Lachlan and Sebastian!
Here on your honeymoon? Oh, that's fantastic!
Oh, it sure is. I married the best woman in the whole world.
Oh, yeah? Where is she? Where is the little lady?
Right there. Wispy blonde hair, those soulful blue eyes. Hi, Penny! I love you, too. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Pablo, our concierge at the Kensington Hotel. He was able to get us these tickets. Oh, and Bradford for being the butler that changed my life. And a special thanks to my kindergarten teacher for letting me be left-handed, even though that meant special order and different scissors. And, of course, my parents...
It's not that long of a show, mate. We should get on with it. You want to sing with us, don't you?
Oh, you bet I do. Lead me in, Lachlan.
All right.
I saw you wearing blue.
Romantic. What a great honeymoon.
Looks like you had an incredible time.
Connie, you checked your voice messages too, right?
Yep, nothing.
And emails?
Penny's not going to email me on her honeymoon. She made that very clear. She said, I'm not going to email you on my honeymoon.
Okay. Wooten, did you happen to use a travel agent for your trip?
Nope, I planned it all on my own. Well, at least I'm pretty sure I did.
You know, I'm going to step out and call the Kensingwick.
Oh, making reservations based on my recommendation, Whit?
No, I'm just wondering whether you mentioned any of your future travel plans to the concierge that you thank. You know, Pablo?
Good idea, Dad.
I'll let you know what I find out.
Okay, so I might have been wrong.
About what?
Penny did send me an email last night. I just checked.
She emailed? What did she say?
Connie, we're having a blast, except we missed our flights today, so we're flying out tomorrow instead. I have a few moments while we're waiting at the police station. Police station? Does that remind you of anything, Wooten?
Just moose tipping in the 10th grade. Keep going.
Okay, I know I told you I wouldn't be emailing on my honeymoon. See, I told you. But I'll allow myself this one message because it's too great not to share. But then I promise you I won't get online again until I get home. And then there's a link.
Oh, click on the link. Click on the link.
I am.
So here we are in the air above Managua, Nicaragua.
Ooh. Nicaragua?
12,000 feet above the Earth's surface, and Wooten is getting ready to jump out of the plane.
You're going skydiving.
You don't really need to do this. I mean, if you're nervous, Penny.
You're so sweet, but of course I want to. Wooten got this camera and attached to my helmet so we can record the whole thing.
Great.
I'll point the camera down outside the door to show how high up we are.
Oh, that's making me sick. Look how far up we are.
Ooh, the color must be off. You look green, Wooten.
No, I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Oh. So what's going through your mind right now, Wooten? That's exactly what you look like you were thinking. I love how I can read your thoughts by the color of your face. So are you going first?
Well, that's not at all.
Actually.
All right, I'm going to count to three. Oh, pause it. I'm getting all clammy. Oh, I hope I'm going to be okay.
Do you need me to call Dr. Graham?
No. Present me is fine. I'm worried about previous me.
Well, you clearly survived just fine.
How could you possibly know that? Oh, okay, you can start the video again.
One, two, three.
God, she pushed me.
And here I go!
Wow, my mouth is open, but nothing's coming out.
It looks like you're floating in midair.
That's because there's no reference point. They're up too high.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Look, your chute opened, and you're floating down, safe and sound.
Yeah. Hey, that wasn't so bad. Look at that beautiful view.
Great, but this isn't going to help us. Can you fast forward it, Connie?
Oh, sure.
Hey, do you think those birds think I'm their mom?
You got through the flock okay.
And look, nice landing, Wooten.
Yeah, minus tripping over the bush.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, wait. Penny's running up. Okay, press play, Connie.
All right.
Didn't work.
Oh, well done, Wooten.
Oh, Dad, I didn't see you come back in. Did you learn anything?
Well, no. It's rather strange. The Kensingwicks said they don't have any employees named Pablo.
Oh, I hope I didn't get him fired. Maybe he skipped work to go to the concert.
Or maybe we heard the name wrong.
No.
Hello, everyone. I have some updates.
Oh,
Dr. Graham. Hi. Good to see you again.
I have the results of your blood work, Wooten.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything wrong with him?
He's in perfect health.
Ooh.
With one exception.
Ooh.
Wooten, I'm afraid you've been drugged.
Drugged?
Really?
Most likely someone drugged you without your knowing. They might have even slipped something in your drink.
Did someone give you a drink?
I don't remember. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The drug is called clibriopoxide. And that's what's so strange. This isn't a drug one can easily get. It's still being tested, as it's meant to erase trauma from memory until the person can better deal with it.
So does that mean my memories will come back?
Yes, likely in the next day or so. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
But the bad news is this wasn't a random event, right? Someone did this to you intentionally, Wooten, and not just to knock you out, but to make you forget the last few weeks.
But why, Jason? I mean, who would do that to me?
Yeah, well, that's what we need to find out.
Okay, but I've got to find Penny. I can leave the hospital now, right?
Not yet. We'll need to run more tests and keep you under observation for a few more hours, starting with a comprehensive exam. Connie, Jason Witt, do you mind stepping out for a few minutes?
Of course not.
Sure.
Thank you.
We'll be right outside, Wooten.
Yeah, I'll be in here.
So, what do you think, Dad?
We need to find Penny. Sooner rather than later.
But how? We have no idea where they went next.
I'm afraid the only way to find Penny is to solve the mystery of who drugged Wooten.
And we could be running out of time. If these people have access to untested drugs, who knows what they're capable of?
What really happened to Wooten? And is Penny in danger? Somehow I'm not surprised that something crazy happened on Wooten and Penny's honeymoon. Those two can't do anything the usual way. I guess the only way to find out what's really going on is to keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Find a Penny was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Arnell, Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, Kimmy Robertson, Townsend Coleman, Lori Tritel, David Cheftel, Lynn Ann Leverage, and Fabio Tassoni. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.